The show with no name is live from Village Creek in Wynn.
That's where we are. You gotta be hitting long, yeah.
He sure did say Wynn.
Oh, that is right.
Are we Wynn? Are we Wynn proper?
You don't tell everybody you're in Village Creek in Wynn, do you?
Is this a Wynn? Are we? Are we in address?
What are we in? We are Wynn's.
Okay.
Or Crowley's Ridge.
Ridge is at Village Creek, a finer golf course in Arkansas. I've not seen, and I don't think you're going to find. I've been victimized by many courses, and this is beyond a shadow of a doubt the nicest and the best manicured. I keep using that word because of the way they set up the fairways and split fairways and multi-level fairways, yeah. And it's just absolutely awesome. Before we go any further, I want to thank my co-host for Thursday, Kevin Haney, who will be joining me on the show as my two friends take off to Beantown. And if the hotline rings and it's Ann Jansen, put her through because we made contact yesterday. But Friday, I ain't worrying about it. Y'all going to be in Boston lolling around. Y'all better have a show ready to go.
Pat Bradley is efforting a location for us to do the show on Friday. We'll get there Thursday and get a chance to look around.
And if that didn't come through, we'll need to see if we can. Tommy had the great idea, obviously, with the new connection with Dunkin' Donuts here in Little Rock. Maybe they can hook us up to do something there.
Because we need a line.
Yeah, Pat knows a lot of folks in the area. I said, Pat is not from Boston, though.
No,
he's from
he's closer to Boston than we are.
What's the place? The name of Chester.
The town that,
Oh, my gosh.
Chimera.
Where Bradley's from?
Yeah.
Fairgate.
Is that right?
No.
No, what's the name of the town?
But it's pretty relatively close to Boston.
Yeah.
Of course, the story is we're going to be
Everett.
That's it.
Thank you, Roger.
We're going to be on a boat. Now, again, Tommy.
Boats.
Well, think of that.
Boats.
Yeah, I know. When you hear somebody, hey, let's go to Boston for the first time. We're going to sleep on a boat, six of us guys.
We're going to do it and try to live
nice
like
boat,
the with,
like Columbus,
the Pilgrims,
Plymouth Rock.
When they came over, they were on a boat. We're in Boston Harbor, so it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
It's the area. I mean, I guess in that harbor area, everything is pretty concentrated there.
It's going to be gorgeous. It's going to be great. You're going to get your own bedroom so you can stretch out naked, you freak. I just hope I don't sleepwalk again.
Showers are pretty small. Al said, yeah,
you're only going to use it once anyway.
Oh,
and we leave it Thursday, so you won't.
Can I tell you what? If we're sleeping on the boat, nobody needs a shower. Just go the whole time.
I have to.
I don't even want to pursue this. You just carry on your conversation.
You are just moving
back,
weren't you?
I'm expecting a full tilt boogie show out of you guys. You're going to Boston. You've been talking about it
for
a year.
We
had a good time.
Look, I don't know where you guys thought that you put on a show last time you went on the
road. Well, you were sadly for mistaken.
Yes.
About half the show.
Oh, because you said you loved the show.
About half the show. About half
you
the,
had
half the time.
Who was your co-host?
Half the time we went to him and, hey, are y'all there?
That's not
and they weren't
that's
there.
That's
who
that's
was your studio with?
That is not
who
true.
Who was your studio with?
RJ.
Me.
And Vickery was there for a little bit.
I was there.
Okay, we were there. I can't believe, now Tommy, you know, is not going to remember it. We had Harry Carey's wife with us.
I remember that.
We did the whole show.
Yeah. We had a good show. It was a fun show.
I remember that part, but I don't remember.
Who were the people
we talked
from Arkansas?
About the Cubs.
Yeah,
we talked
some
Kansas.
Cop on, yeah, and they had.
There was a family from Arkansas. There was a chick and a guy from Arkansas.
It was a Chicago bar. I mean, under the subway tracks. I mean, it was fun. I mean, it was good.
Good.
It was good teamwork.
Good.
Listen, we're trying to bring in the
you
best
ain't even
of the
got
show.
Place to set up yet. I can see this drain coming.
Oh, my. You know what? If we have to set up.
I'll call in, Tommy.
You got a guy in Boston on the ground for 17 days.
He's looking. He's looking.
He's back at Little Rock.
You know what? Knowing Bradley, literally, he's been on the ground some of those days. I've seen the pictures from the
apparently, limit. He lost a lot of weight when he went to Boston.
Oh, really?
He said he was getting. He
I would have thought it was
shape.
Just the opposite.
He was gonna work out. He said he knows some trainers that work with high profile people. And
I bet
said,
it didn't happen.
He said he was going back to his plane.
Wow.
17. I'm telling you, 17
what
days.
What he said? He said
tells you he is just the opposite because I know he's ballooned up.
He said he's ballooned. Going back to playing weight by going. For 17 days.
But 17 days, y'all, away from.
With his buddies.
I mean,
he
still,
was not working out.
How tough is that to be away from where you work for 17 days?
It's without being in jail?
Yeah, it's
tough.
I'm not
hell, lie. I was away for 30 days. No
well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, let me take that back. You're
that's
right.
No big deal.
We have any callers there, Big Baby?
Yes, we have Glenn on the line.
Hi, Glenn on the line. Hello. Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Well, oh, I guess he got tired of holding.
Well, come on, Glenn.
Big Baby, how have you enjoyed being the producer on the Natural State Tour with us?
I love it, and I'm just happy to be here.
Cool. Yeah,
you've done a fine job.
Yes, you have.
Thank you, Tommy.
Throwing out
yeah,
the
you're,
first
you're
song.
You're good with the music. Yeah, you pulled
a little
out
edgy.
Arkansas.
A little edgy this morning.
We don't have any Kitty Wells? No Kitty Wells?
Well, I couldn't
we
find any.
We have better music than that widespread breakfast that RJ got for us today.
There you go.
You know what?
He got his Coke Zero,
sure
didn't
are
he?
Complaining a lot about this trip, and I've done quite a bit
I think
you
you've done very
you ain't done nothing for me.
You know what? I've made sure that you were comfortable at all times.
Oh, my God.
I made sure your air conditioner was turned on when you got into your room.
Wow.
You know what? I haven't pulled the bed down before so you can get in that damn thing.
All right, next time we'll bring Big Baby then. Settles that. 433-1037.
They are, by the way, if you do come here, you can realize they're not in their clubhouse. It's a double wide right now as they're building their clubhouse.
Right now, and it's going to be great.
Matter of fact, I don't know, I was going to ask real quick, Jesse, the Tommy lives in Cabot, plays at Greystone, and I know all the folks out there. You replaced the guy here that's at Greystone. What's his name?
There you go.
Is that the
is he a British guy?
British or Australian?
No. Okay. No, he's not. He's local.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
but
they just
the new
got that
manager
got,
there, and he's in fact he'll probably be the one that you'll see about the condition of the golf course.
Oh, good. Good.
He's on the greenskeeper side.
Good. Good.
And you also Jesse told us a story about actually he may be the only guy that we've ever met that played softball with Elvis Presley.
How about that?
That's a pretty cool thing.
Elvis tried to sponsor a lot of things, a lot of sports activities, so he could play on the side, but he never could get a one inning in without the paparazzi showing up running the ball.
In the jersey, what did the jersey say?
Oh, yeah, Ted, Elvis Presley in front.
TCB on the side.
TY on the side. Yeah. Caps.
If you can play, if Elvis is going to sponsor your team, what do you put? Elvis Presley team.
And it was Navy pinstripe. It was Yankee pinstripe.
Navy pinstripe. Wow. I would give anything to see a picture because we've seen touch football pictures before, but I've never seen a softball. Of course, the stories of him renting out theaters and the amusement park. What was the amusement park called over at Memphis? Or may you still be
Overton
there?
Overton Park.
Overton Park.
He went to the fairgrounds, and it was just the fairgrounds. But at Overton Park, he liked to ride at the fairgrounds, liked to ride Zip and Pippin.
Of course he would. Zip and Pippin.
In fact, they closed down and sold that Pippin to Green Bay, Wisconsin. So the Zip and Pippin is actually.
Just think. Green Bay has the Zip and Pippin, the Elvis ride, and Magic Springs has the Michael Jackson.
Road. That's right.
The Michael Jackson.
Oh, man. You know, I used to take Natalie Wood up on the Zip and Pippin. You should have seen Ann Margaret on the Zip and Pippin. It was awesome, man. I'll tell you what.
You're reading the book about Elvis and his dating life, right?
It's not a true book, though. It's not really. It just talks about my mama, my daddy, and the white trash that they were, but that's all right. I'll ever tell you about Shelley Fabre on the Zip and Pippin?
The Zip and Pippin.
The old Zip and Pippin, man. Hey, come here, Red. Get on the Zip and Pippin. Get on the King Zip and Pippin.
You know what? Was that the Red was in Roadhouse.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. That was old Red. He wrote that
Stabbed
book.
Stabbed him in the back, didn't he?
He wrote that book, him and Sonny. Elvis, what happened? I tell you what happened. They kick your asses out of here fast enough. I'm sorry, Red. I'm sorry, man. It's all good. Old Zip and Pippin.
You laugh, but Red West used to play the golf courses in Memphis. He lived in Memphis for a long time. He's now on the coast. He had an acting school.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. Yeah.
I got him his first job in that Buford Pusser movie, Walking Tall.
He could have worked with you, I tell you that. Sure some really of those bad. Acting roles you had.
Let me tell you
I'll
something.
Never forget Clambake.
I was typecast as a beachcomber, man.
You were Elvis.
I had 37 Colonel. Songs to do in 1 week. You know, I was tired, man.
You guys keep bringing that up. I can't figure out. He's the king of rock and roll.
Black Bell.
Why can't he say, I'll take a role in a star?
You know what? Because the Colonel owed the casino so much damn money. He kept just
bleeding dry. Why didn't he say the Colonel goodbye?
Because I
could be in A Star Is Born.
I could have been in A Star Is Born, but they wanted to put Barbara Streisand's name ahead of me, and I wasn't going to allow that to happen. I could have been jacked up on more Zip and Pippin than anybody's ever known, but I wasn't going to allow it, man. But then when I came out with King Creole, that was one of my
that's a great acting role.
The classic one.
You Walter Matthau.
And well, you know what? I came out and when I did Charo, I want to do my Western. I did Charo, and I only sang one song in that entire movie, and that was the soundtrack for the very beginning of the movie. There's a title track. That's all it was.
It
was and he screwed
movie.
Me.
Charo and Edge of Reality.
I think if you look at one of the top 10 movies of all time, you'll find
you know
two or three Elvis
movies. Speaking
of,
you know, your Arkansas boy, Glenn Campbell, you know, I turned down the role.
Yeah, he got that role.
That's right. Are you
Campbell
serious?
Got that role.
Turn it down.
I've never heard
I've
that.
I've never heard that either.
Well, they never, you know, I thought my name should be ahead of John Wayne.
Well, there you go.
I was the king. He was on the way out. I said, no, man, you take it.
Hell yeah, I lived you.
Well, I know where I live, man. He's John friggin' Wayne. He whipped cancer's ass twice. I couldn't do nothing. I died at 42, right on the crapper.
Yeah, I guess if you live in Memphis, you know.
Who's this young buck you got right
Elvis,
here?
Elvis.
You remind me of a young Joe Esposito.
He is the Joe Esposito of the show with no name. A,
hold my scarf, zipping, pimping, boy.
Yeah, if you lived in Memphis, you had to see Elvis. You'd hop into McDonald's or Taco Bell, and it was Elvis.
You never knew when you were going to see Elvis, but he had to do everything after
he's always at a Taco Bell.
He had to go everywhere after midnight. So, yeah, if you were out after midnight, you'd run into Elvis.
Give me four big burritos. Come on, hard shell tacos. I don't want none of that mamby-pamby stuff.
Who was a rock singer who got arrested for trying to climb the wall at Memphis?
I don't know who that was, man. Little Brucey Springsteen.
That's who it was.
What?
Little Bruce Springsteen, little freak, jumped my wall, man.
Did he really?
Yeah. I had a dime on him, too, as he was coming across that lawn.
Didn't Jerry Lee Lewis try to run your gates? Elvis didn't do it.
Jerry Lee Lewis, you know, he was a good old boy.
Elvis turned into the parody of himself when he went to the White House and took his gun in there.
I thought that was a nice move, Elvis.
That was when he became a joke.
It was the greatest time of my life to want to be a
you
DA
were busting agent. People. For, you were wanting to bust people for drugs and you OD'd.
It was a win-win, man. I'd bust you for your blow and do it.
I'll leave that one alone.